To Community Church St. Lawrence, we're happy that you are here with us in person, and those of you that are joining us online, we welcome you as well. Number of announcements for you as we start today. First of all, this is the weekend of prior to Veterans Day. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, and we are, of course, very grateful for all those who serve and have served in the armed forces in defense of our nation. If we have anyone here this morning who is a veteran, would you just stand briefly so we could recognize you? We have a few. Thank you for your service. A reminder, we do have nursery available during the worship service, and if you have children up through age of two and you feel like they would do better being in the nursery than sitting here in the sanctuary, you're welcome to take them to the nursery. You'll notice a few announcements of upcoming events in your bulletin. There is a bridal shower that will be on November 21st for Samantha Rogers, and that will be from 10 to 1 here at church, and you can see there the details of where she's registered. We will have our annual Thanksgiving Eve service on November 25th, and there is a sign-up sheet on the table in the foyer if you would like to participate in that service. Through doing a reading or sing a song or some other way in which you would like to share that evening, would you please sign up on that sheet? That would be appreciated. And a reminder that we will take an offering that evening, and that the offering this year will go towards to Shirley Peterman to help with the cost of her medical treatments. Also, there's an announcement in your bulletin, and there was an email that went out about the Power for Living brief little handout flyer devotional that is inserted in your mailboxes each month, and was discussed at the annual meeting about the cost of that may exceed its usefulness in terms of how many people are actually utilizing it as opposed to just pulling it out of their mailbox and then depositing it in the trash can. So if you would like to continue to receive the Power for Living, would you please sign up on the sheet in the foyer or let April Haig know, and we will happily continue to provide those for those of you who would like to have it, but we don't want to literally throw our money away if there's people who don't want to utilize it. So if you would please sign up for that or talk to April and do that by December 20th, that would be terrific. Everyone will continue to receive it through February, and then after that it will be on an as-requested basis. We are planning, Lord willing, to have a Sunday School Christmas program on December 13th, and the young people who are part of that are going to be rehearsing during the time after the worship service and Sunday School, before Sunday School. So it'll be about 10:50 to 11:10, roughly, and it will be the children who are in the primary and junior departments who are participating. So if you have children who are in that age group, please be aware that they will be encouraged and invited to participate. And if you have any questions about the program, you can contact Lori Freemark, and you see her contact information there in your bulletin as well. And then some events going on this week. There is youth group tonight at church, and that will be at 6 o'clock. There is an elders meeting on Tuesday. There is a CE board meeting on Wednesday, also a deacons meeting on Wednesday. There will not be Club Rock again this week because of the number of COVID cases and quarantines and the impact that that's having on the helpers and people who are working at Club Rock. There will not be Club Rock again this Wednesday. Do we have any other announcements this morning? Heidi. Yes, thank you, Verna and Sherry. We appreciate those. Anything else this morning? Yeah, Lynn.
We have some good news. Well, thank you to all that came to the shower. And then Marshall and Jersey were married in last May, and we're going to be grandparents.
Okay. All right.
And then I bought two more fire extinguishers, so you don't really want them home.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, exciting news for the Johnsons are going to be grandparents coming up, and then a praise, I guess, for continued safety and protection for Lynn. So, all right, our call to worship this morning is out of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
Let's join together and stand in singing hymn number 201. Grace greater than our sin, 201.
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt, yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Sin and despair like the sea waves cold threaten the soul with infinite lust that is greater, yes, grace untold points to the refuge, the mighty cross. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all my sin. Dark is the stain that we cannot hide. What can avail to wash it away? Look, there is flowing a crimson tide, whiter than snow you may be today. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe. You that are longing to see his face, will you this moment his grace receive? Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin.
Greet one another with a wave this morning.
Well, this is our opportunity to share praises and prayer requests and take those before the Lord. So a couple to make you aware of. to start with. Good morning. All right, you want to make sure I got that wave in there. Hello. Glad to see all of you. All right. Few prayer requests to make you aware of. Pastor Derek, we mentioned last week he wasn't feeling well. He did test positive for COVID, and he is in quarantine. He will be released on Wednesday this week. So could be in prayer for Derek. And then Terry Augsburger is awaiting results of a COVID test that he had on Friday. And I think he's feeling that he probably is going to get a positive result. So he could be in prayer for Terry. I know there are a number of others that are part of our congregation that are quarantined or in positions on a regular basis where they could be easily exposed. So continue to be in prayer for all those that are dealing with the effects of COVID. Andrew Elliott, you may have seen online some of the information that they've shared, but he tore his meniscus and he will have surgery this Wednesday. So you may be in prayer for Andrew as he has that surgery. Continue to pray for Kay Fawcett. We mentioned last week her diagnosis of breast cancer. And continue to pray for our country. And enough said on that, I think. So, do we have any other prayer requests or praises this morning? Heidi.
Prayer and praise. Our daughter Stephanie, who's been in Korea for about 7 years, decided to not renew her contract, so she has a little bit of a job change. But it also offers her the opportunity to come back stateside, and she is working on that. That, of course, makes this mama very, very happy, but that would be the praise that she might be able to come back and pray for that opportunity. So.
Okay. Be in prayer for Stephanie and possible travel. So, Anita. Okay. And who is in quarantine that you mentioned specifically?
Maggie.
Okay. Okay. All right. So hand in hand is closed, and be in prayer for Maggie. And all right, okay. Others? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for the reminder from the lyrics of that song that your grace is greater than all of our sin. And we thank you so much for the confidence that we have in knowing that no matter how much we may mess up, how short of your standard we may fall, that you are loving and gracious and merciful. We thank you for the forgiveness that you make available to us. We thank you for the privilege of coming to you directly in prayer, knowing that we can talk to you anytime, from anywhere, about anything. And even though we know that you are already aware of everything that happens, you encourage us, you invite us in your word to bring our requests before you, to bring our praises before you. And this morning, as we do that collectively, we thank you again for the country that we live in and the freedoms that we have here. And we know that in the national elections that have taken place this past week, there's still some unrest and dissatisfaction, and court cases have been filed, and lots of things that still seem to be unsettled. And so we pray for your intervention, your direction, and pray for a clear and peaceful resolution. And we pray that you would be with our elected officials, give them guidance and wisdom, both those that are in office right now and those who have just been elected and be taking office soon. We pray that they would desire to make decisions that are in the best interest of our country, not best interest of a party. We just pray that there would be a willingness and a desire on all sides to work together and to seek to do what's right. As we commemorate Veterans Day tomorrow, we thank you for the men and women who serve in our armed forces. We thank you for their willingness to do that. And we thank you for those who have served in the past as well, and for their service in defense of our nation, of our freedoms, of our ideas on which our country is founded. We pray for those family members of those who are serving right now that are separated and challenges or maybe involved with that, and we pray that you would be an encouragement to them during this time as well. We pray that you would be with these prayer requests we have mentioned this morning. We thank you for the opportunity that Stephanie has to return to the States and visit family, and we pray you'd work out those details and give her safety and travel when the opportunity arises. We pray that you'd be with all those that are dealing with COVID, whether they've had a positive test or they've been exposed to some of the positive tests and they're quarantining, or maybe they haven't been exposed but they're quarantining anyway in order to prevent exposure. We know that there are so many people that we just haven't seen in person in a long time because of the circumstances in which we find ourselves right now. And we just pray that you would be a strength and encouragement to them. We pray that we would know how we might encourage them. We thank you for the opportunity for them to still be connected to our congregation through the technological advances that exist today, and that they can be listening right now, or even if not right now, they can listen later, and that they can still be part of our service. We do pray that the technology would work as it's supposed to this morning, and that everything would go smoothly in that regard. I do pray specifically for Pastor Derek and Kelly, and we pray, thank you that Derek will be out of quarantine in just a few days. We pray you continue to be with his health. We pray that you be with Terry as he's awaiting results, and others that are possibly exposed. Think of Maggie and all those from Hand in Hand, and the impact that has on so many young children and their families. We pray that you be with Andrew as he has a surgery this week for his torn meniscus. We pray that you'd guide the surgeons as they perform that operation. I pray that it would be successful and that his healing would be without difficulty. He'll be careful to not do things that he shouldn't while he's recovering. I pray that you continue to be with Kay and her diagnosis of breast cancer and decisions need to be made about her treatment. We pray you continue to be with the ministries of our church, and especially during this time, as there's a lot of things that we have to be flexible about, and we thank you for the ministry of Club Rock, and we pray that we'll be able to resume that soon, and pray that you would continue to be with all those children that are part of Club Rock, as they will no doubt miss again this week the opportunity to be here and be part of that. Pray that they'll still find ways that they can study your word and be encouraged by your truth. We pray that you would be with the ministries that are beyond our church, but that we have an opportunity to be a part of. We pray this month especially for the Persons and for their ministry in the Philippines. We pray for their financial needs. They mentioned in their letter the loss recently of more than $1,000 per month in their financial support, and we pray that you would provide for that need. We pray for details of travel that need to be worked out and other things that they've mentioned specifically. Pray that you continue to encourage them in their work and be with those that they minister with and to. And we pray for all of our missionaries and know that this is a difficult and challenging time for many of them too, because of the restrictions and challenges that are a result of this COVID virus. We just pray that each of them would be faithful and continue to serve and to minister in the ways that they can. For everyone who is part of our congregation, part of this local body, we just pray that you would be with each one of us. We know that there are so many concerns and needs and burdens that are unmentioned and that maybe no one knows other than those that are going through them, but we know that you know, and we know that you are at work, and you promise us in your word that you work all things together for good to those who love you and are called according to your purpose. And we know that we don't readily see that sometimes, that we get very focused on the challenges and the difficulties that we're enduring. And sometimes we just feel weighed down. And frankly, sometimes we feel like, what's the point? Why bother? We pray that we would turn to you, not away from you, as we go through difficulties and challenges, that we would be reminded of who you are, that we would look into your word for the strength and the comfort that it provides. We thank you so much for your presence in our lives. Thank you for the gift of your Son. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit who dwells within us as believers. Not only does he give us direction and guidance, but your word also tells us that he intercedes for us when we don't even know what to say. Father, thank you for being our Father, for calling us your children, for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You know, it's the last few days of a beautiful weather that we've had. It's just been a blessing. The sunrises and the sunsets have been just a pure gift from the Lord. And it's those kind of things that remind me when I'm in a place of wondering where we're at in this world and in life. Those things bring a clarity of who the Lord is. It's his painting in the sky. It's his way of loving us. And sometimes we just miss that. And music does the same thing for me, so I'm going to ask you guys to stand and sing with us this morning and just praise the Lord, because that's what we're here for.
Broken hearted, let rest.
ahead and be seated. Our Father loves us so much, and He just wants us to just draw closer to Him and to be with Him in every part of our lives. So this song is just a beautiful, beautiful love that He has for us.
Just sung. We are forever indebted for the work of your Son on the cross, and that his love for us, your love for us, compelled him to come. We thank you that our greatest need has been taken care of, a way back to you. And as we continue in our worship service today, that we would always be mindful and forever grateful of what Jesus Christ accomplished, and that you are sovereign. You are on the throne. Father, I thank you for worshiping together. In Jesus' name, amen.